I think as a nation, as a people, as a Christians, we have demonized something that isn't demonic, something mm-hmm. that isn't bad. In the modern world, there are a million ways that you can make money because of the systems that are coming up. The National Lotto is one of them.
So we're in December. We're heading to the end of the Gregorian calendar year. So yes, we've got some really interesting episodes lined up for you guys. So if you haven't already, we'll start by just saying subscribe. Thank you very much. As of today, I think we're on 968 subscribers.
Oh, it changed. I checked literally yesterday, it was 57.
Yes, sir. So yes, guys, our listeners are doing the thing, you know, they're subscribing. Wow. Thank you very much. But be sure to turn on the notification bell so that you don't miss any episodes that we drop, right? Mm. Okie dokie. So then let's dive straight into this week's topic, this week's conversation, because last week we spoke about the rich and the poor. Should the rich be obligated to give to the poor? So Fatani's position was no, not obligated. It's nice, but not obligated. Pronik's position was yes, it definitely should be obligated. Why? Because it's a good thing to do.
I knew you were going to do that.
And that's pretty much as far as
why for Fatani? Why did you say why for me?
Oh, whoa.
You just said she was in no.
Because I was your central argument. Because that was the central argument of
you progress the society. Okay. It's not a good thing to do.
Anyway, that was last week's conversation. If you haven't really listened to that, be sure to check that out. It was a good one, right? So this week, you know, I'm bringing my...
Is this the rap influence of the rap game?
I'm bringing my... No, good in... It's not like a black country thing.
Yeah.
I'm bringing my region to the pod. So this week we've got another interesting question. I'll tell you why I found this question interesting, because mm-hmm. I'm on a few Christian platforms, and this question not only is coming up recently, but has been coming up since day...
If you
go back as far as, you know, the platforms have been around, the people have been asking this question. You know, it's either like, oh, I'm a new Christian, or I'm a teenager, or, you know, I'm an adult, I'm a family man. A lot of people...
So every demographic.
a lot of people at some point seem to have pondered this question. As a Christian, should I be playing the lottery? Or should I play the lottery as a Christian, right? So... let me ask you a question first. What do you think are the odds of winning the lottery?
Very, very, very slim.
If you had to put figures on it, what would you think?
1 in 100 million.
One in however many people are playing.
Well, no, not necessarily. Because you're not directly playing against other players. It's about picking the right numbers. So the odds are in the numbers, not the amount of people playing.
Oh, then I would say the end is 0.whatever. Yeah. Like, okay. What are the odds of you actually winning? Quite slim, to be fair.
I mean, I think it is quite slim. And I think everybody knows that the odds of winning the lottery are quite slim. But it still remains one of the most played games.
Because everybody has the, this time it will be me mentality, and that's the grip of why the lottery does make so much money, because everybody thinks, you know what, this one time it could be me.
Okay.
And people can do that for like 50 odd years, just every week. Oh, this could be my week.
Yeah, and I guess one of the things that if it is your week, then
it's your week.
It kind of makes up for all the other weeks that it wasn't your week. Recent data, the odds of winning the lottery are 1 in 45 million, which is quite slim. It's very, 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 very slim, right? But let's get the central theme of the question then. Mm. So, ladies and gents, offbeat POV, should Christians play the lottery? What do we think?
No.
Okay.
Oh, for now, we're just saying they're no or they're yes?
Well, I don't know. I've thrown the question out there. Tell me what you think.
No one looked at me.
I want to know what you think.
Yes.
Why?
That's what I want to know. Why?
Okay, fine. So let's start with the no. Why is your answer no?
Because as a Christian, as Christians, we're taught to work and labor for the things that we earn and gain.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a lot of teachings around money earned quickly and what money earned quickly does to a person and their mentality and their psyche and how they view the world and how they view money and how they view God. And I think the lottery is one of those things. And it's one of those things you can also easily get addicted to.
Okay.
I'm fearful that as a Christian, you stop putting your faith in God and then you stop putting your faith in luck. I don't think as believers we're taught to believe in luck. Oh, it's my lucky day. Or that's not what we're taught to base our life decisions on. Well, that's not what we're taught to base the things that happen around us on. Everything that happens was already predestined by God. So if you're predestined to be a millionaire, I'm sure God will make a way for you to get to that without the lottery.
What if that way is the lottery?
Listen, God does what God wants to do. So if that way is the lottery, okay.
So what would you say about that Christian then who's playing the lottery? Because your answer was no. So I'm just going off the back of your reasons as to why, in your opinion, it's a no. So
I would say, good for you. God has allowed it because God allows everything, even the bad things. But it doesn't mean you're entering the kingdom.
No, but you were saying that if God has predestined for you to become a millionaire, he's going to make you a millionaire, which I 100% agree with. Of course, there are a lot of complications in it.
No, yeah, 100%.
But I agree with you on that fact. So I'm then coming and saying that, okay, what if that way is through the lotto? Because if we are going back then,
you could ask that about a lot of things. Because you could ask that about, what if God has predestined you to rob a bank to become a millionaire? That's just the way your life has been ordered. It doesn't mean that stealing is right. Okay. Just because you've been able to do it to acquire that wealth.
Okay, so in that...
Okay, to be fair, I think the difference there is that the Bible is clear, thou shalt not steal.
That's what I wanted to say, yeah.
Whereas, I guess the argument is that if we term playing the lottery as gambling, the Bible is not very clear on gambling. It doesn't outright prohibit gambling, the argument. Therefore, you can't really equate it with stealing or robbing the bank.
It doesn't outright say do not gamble in those words. But if you read the scriptures, the underlying message that it's giving around things like gambling and acquiring wealth quickly in a way that you haven't worked for it, one with, excuse my English, there's no other way I can phrase it, one with common sense would get to the idea that this is not something that's being advocated for.
Mm. Okay. All right.
Fair enough. I'm of a different mentality. I think they can if they want. Should they? I think they should if they want.
Mm.
Now, my reasoning is I'm going to try not to lose you guys. To start off with what Fatima
lost,
said.
I'm kidding.
Right? I agree with what she said. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But for me, what she has said can be applied towards anything. Like let me pick up the addiction thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
A person can become addicted to almost anything and everything. Right. Some of them can be good for you. Some of them cannot be good for you. But I think an addiction exists. Let's say if you have addiction tendencies, like what we're always saying, actually, you know, it just means that you're prone to be addicted to something. Yeah. Now, that thing can be playing the lotto or gambling, or it can be, I don't know, watching pornography, or it can be, I don't know, smoking or whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
So. On that aspect, that's what I'm saying. I'm agreeing with that. That if people, you can get addicted to it. Yeah.
So,
but does that mean that you shouldn't?
I will let you continue.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's interesting that you've equated gambling with smoking and pornography, which I think a lot of people wouldn't have any issues deeming pornography and smoking as bad. And don't do.
Especially
I have
as
to
a
do
Christian.
That at the moment because first
I'm... Okay, so to make your point then, I think equate gambling with something that someone can become addicted to that I guess is either okay, good, or in the grey area,
but then
like gambling.
But then I suppose you also have to be mindful that I think especially in the society we live, I don't really, from the conversations I've had with people, the things that you know, I've heard people say, I don't really think people equate playing the lotto to gambling. I think there is, people put playing the lotto in one bracket because you're just buying a ticket, picking a couple of numbers every week and seeing what happens. Whereas I think gambling, people see that as, you know, going into casinos and losing big money and stuff like that. So I think that's where the grey area is, because when you use the word gambling, I think everybody usually sits on the same fence about how they feel about gambling. But then when it comes to just the simple act of playing the lotto, I think that's a, even though it is gambling, but I think it gets sat in a different box to gambling.
Oh, okay, so Prolig is going to continue making his point, but that's a fair point Fatan has made. So just so that we're on the same page going forward, Pronik, would you say playing the lottery is gambling?
Let me ask a question first before I can answer that, yeah? Where would we throw trading, for example?
What do you mean?
Where would we throw trading?
As in
stocks trading?
Like, yeah, where would we throw that?
So you're asking if that's gambling?
I'm asking if that's gambling, because from what I understand of it, it's of the same nature where, you know, you could win or you could lose. Stocks go up, go down. You know, it's not necessarily a sure way I'm going to make money or not. It depends on the market and whatnot. So there is a high percentage where I would personally say it is a gamble.
But I think, that's business though, isn't it? I would say it's got elements of, that's somebody's job. You have to, you use the information in front of you and you have to decide what to do with that information. It's like any role.
A gamble though. So yes, you have information, but ultimately when it's all said and done, you don't know what's going to be.
You don't know, but that's a risk. Yeah. So, I think that's the difference.
You say the same thing for a lottery?
No, I wouldn't say the same thing because it's a gamble, it's a risk, it's a chance because you don't know. In a business setting, you have to take that risk, but you always have a fallback if your risk doesn't pay off, don't you? Whereas when people enter the world of gambling, there isn't that fallback risks that they're taking.
I think the problem with what you're saying at the moment, although I agree with 90% of what you're saying, is that you always speak on the extreme negative, right? So let's take the lottery person, for example. I understand you to be talking about someone who is addicted.
I'm not talking about someone who is
literally, maybe they can't even afford their living, but there's always £2.20 or whatever it is every week to put into lottery. Yeah. I'm not addressing those kind of people, you know. I'm addressing a healthy person who is well within their means. And just like I'll take £2.20 and put it in my, let's say, savings account or like a fund or whatever, they are taking that £2.20 and try their chances with the lotto.
But that's why I made the differentiation between the way people understand playing the lotto and gambling, the word gambling and what it connotes. That's why I gave that spiel to say people put that and I think I would sit playing the lotto in a different bracket. I'm not talking about the extremes. I'm talking about your everyday Joe that will play the lotto.
So that everyday Joe, are they not taking a risk? Are they not taking a chance? Are they not trying their chances?
Just the same as the stock person. I didn't say they're not trying their chances.
So we're on the same page, right? So to answer your question, Pranit, you're talking about day trading. Does day trading have elements of gambling? Yes. And I think that's why people can get addicted to it as well. However, it is different to gambling because, like what Fatsani says, your decision should be based on information. It's not just chance. I feel it in my gut. Proper day traders, it's based on information. You should know why you're doing what you're doing, should have your stats, have your information, have your evidence. So I wouldn't put it in the same bracket as gambling because gambling is purely based on chance. It's purely based on luck. I'm feeling lucky today. Put it all on black. Well, that's the nature of gambling. It's got no data or anything behind it. Is there elements of that rush that you get from gambling in day trading? Absolutely. 100%. But I wouldn't say day trading is gambling. I could agree with that.
A lot of things have elements of gambling. No one really knows what the outcome of anything is. A lot of decisions that we all make on a day-to-day basis, we are taking what somebody would say a gamble.
Fair enough. Now, the reason I was asking that, because for me, I was likening that to play in the lotto, for example. Now, I do agree, I don't know if I agree or not, but I accept the points you've both made about there's information and so on and so forth. So you make a decision that I think the market is going to go like this. So let's put it on this. Yeah. And I accept the fact as well that you've acknowledged that there is a thrill in both that can exist, you know? Fair enough. So the point that I want to make, or what I'm driving at, is that I believe that in every society at a point in time, there are ways at that particular time where you can make money. Right, the Bible also teaches us to be smart, like as smart as serpent, actually. Right, so we have a lot of rich people in the Bible that got their wealth from selling stuff and things like that. Raising the livestock that they had, and then they'll sell them and things like that. We had some that were merchants.
Merchants, So
I think it's a smart thing to understand the ways in which you can make money in the current society that you are in, right? And in my opinion, doing that is not a sin. There's nothing wrong, right? But like in everything, you can't go to the extremes, right? So if I'm going to talk about, let's say, like what I was saying, addictions, if I'm going to talk about lottery specifically, and then you're asking me, well, can't people get addicted to the lotto? I'll be like, yeah, they can. Is that a good thing? I say, no, it's not a good thing, you know? And if you know you have addictive tendencies and stuff like that, you know, I would say then it's best you don't play it, you know? It's best you don't partake in that. But can I, for now, rightly, maybe the discussion develops, I will change my mind. I am open to that. But at the moment, can I say that it's a sin off the bat of the conversation? I don't think so. And I think for me, I was very excited coming to this discussion because I think we do need to sit carefully and look at some of the things that we might term, or Christians shouldn't do that. And actually think, but why? You know, something that Fatsani said at the beginning, you know, Bible says that we should work for our money and things like that. 100% agree with that. But does it not talk about wealth gained in unlawful ways? You know, Is it saying that, for example, let's say I come across a certain system that makes me money whilst I'm at home, I don't sweat at all. I don't break a sweat. I don't go anywhere. I just sit online, thousands are coming in. It's a legit thing. It's a system that has been released in this society because we know of technology and things like that. So it's an honest way of making money, but I'm literally not sweating. I click a button, boom, thousands are coming in. Is that wrong? I don't think so. You see, I don't think it's wrong. Why do we why should we believe that being a Christian means I need to go out there and sweat and break my back? If I haven't done that, then I haven't made that money in a lawful way. I don't think so.
I don't think that's the point.
I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying, and that's a valid point by itself. I don't think that's the point Fatsani was making.
No, I was just jumping off the back of what you're saying.
But then I want to touch on something you said about understanding how to make money in the current society that you're in and exploiting those ways, right? Fair enough. But then can one not say there's a difference between making money and winning money? Because with the lottery, you're not making money.
You're winning it.
You're taking a chance on winning money.
Yes.
The system you mentioned, the last point you made about finding a system where you're at home and you're just pressing money, that's still making money. Your efforts are still resulting in money. Fair enough, your effort in that scenario is pressing a button. But that's still you're still putting in the effort in order to make the money.
But what is wrong with
you're not betting on chance for that?
What is wrong with a Christian winning something? Because
I'm not saying anything's wrong with it.
But from what you've just said, if I'm gonna follow the discussion along, we are penalizing, not demonizing, winning. Looking at the lotto, yes, there's no work that has put into it. You've just tried your chances. However, that's a current way in the current society that others can win money.
But
what's wrong with that? Why can't a Christian win money?
What are you saying about the mentality behind playing the lotto? Because I think that's the middle bit for me that you're missing in your explanations, because you're going from this end to this end. But in between that, there is a whole mentality and psyche that does come with what you believe about playing the lotto. Because that's what I started with, to say, does the belief system of how the lotto is played and how the lotto is won match the belief system of what the Bible says in terms of where we should situate our beliefs? Because like I already said, the lotto is all about luck.
Mm.
And everybody that plays the lotto, the common phrase is, it's going to be my lucky day. It's going to be my lucky night. So where would you put that? Does the Bible teach us to be people that live and thrive and believe off of luck?
Okay.
We sit there and say, luckily, today this is going to happen.
Okay. So here's what I would say about that is a fair point. And I don't play the lotto. I don't think I have enough money to play the lotto. Right? I'd rather take that £2.50 and put it in my gas. Right? But if I did, or rather, my position is simple. Yeah? The mentality is this. I understand that I can win the lotto. Right? If I draw random numbers. Another thing, it's not even against others. You're not racing against others. It's like all of you, like what you're saying, are just, you know, throwing in your chances and see if your numbers that you've guessed is what is correct. Mm-hmm. So one could say that actually, I'm going to write those numbers for whatever reason. There could be Bible verses. There could be birthdays. There could be meaningful dates. There could be, you know, random numbers. And one can say that if it's actually meant to be, if it is ordained, you know, that one day I'll win this lotto and transform my life and help myself, my family, my community, and all that, then I am going to win. So I agree with what you said. I substitute luck for the will of God, for example. Yeah? If it's meant to be, you know, it will be. So, yeah, I agree. We don't believe in luck. We don't subscribe to luck that, oh, the universe is shooting your chances. Oh, you substitute all that for God. If I'm going for a job application.
How do you substitute something for that's not the way of God for God?
Because the
lotto is not something ordained or inspired by God. It's not. So how do you then place God in that? And one word that you keep using is chance. And I find that interesting. So are we saying God is a God of chance?
Okay. What I'm saying is this, yeah? If I'm walking on the streets today, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And then I was about to cross the road and then I saw a coin and I stopped last second and picked that coin and a big van went boom. I'm like, oh my days, if I had stepped out, that would have been the end of me. A non-believer is going to say, I am so lucky. I'm going to praise God. So that's how you substitute. The non-believers will say luck because they don't know God. Believers know that it is God.
All right. So let me ask you a question.
Hold on. I want to finish addressing the point she threw across. Yeah. So for me, that's how I'd substitute it. Yeah. So I'm saying, I can accept that. Okay, fine. For the sake of the conversation and what I'm saying, let me remove the word chance. Yeah. I can remove the word chance. I'm okay using it because unfortunately in the language, it's what I would have to use because the chances are either it's my day. Okay, so the chances are, let's say there are 15 Christians playing. We don't know what God's plan is, right? So the chances are it could be my day to day. God has ordained it. Or it could be the other believers or the other believers. So that's how I'm using the word chance there. But I can accept that. Okay, fine. Let me remove the word chance. Then the term would be one day it would be my time. You know, and that day could be today. If it pleases God that today is the day that I win this money, then today I'm going to win. If it's not, I'm not going to win. That's how I would phrase it. Go on. You had a question.
Okay. Okay. So from your explanation then, in essence, you're bringing God into the lottery, right? that's the explanation you're doing. You're bringing God into the lottery.
Yes.
And okay, that's fine. I hear that argument. So then one could say towards that, well, why are you bringing God into the lottery in the first place? Because when it comes to God and money, he's already told you what he expects, how money to work, which is you work for your money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, money gained in haste will quickly diminish, mm-hmm. or a fool gains man hastily. Mm-hmm. Proverbs, right? Mm-hmm. Read your Bibles.
Mm-hmm. and not just Proverbs. So, if you look at the stories of a lot of lottery winners, it's exactly that. Money gained in haste will quickly...
So one guru said to us that, well, why are we bringing God in the lottery? Because God has already said that people should work for their money. You know, mm-hmm. There's a verse I really like in Proverbs. I can't remember what it is, but it basically says that wealth is built, you know, steadily mm-hmm. instead of hastily, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're going to God, how do I get money? He's like, well, it's in the Bible. Mm-hmm. Work for your money, accumulate little by little, mm-hmm. and great wealth will follow you.
Mm-hmm.
So one goes, well, why are we bringing God in the lottery when he's already giving you a system on how to make money?
Okay, fine. My response to that would be this. Again, I can't argue much about the verses that you've quoted, right? For me, I believe it's a mentality situation. It's a mental stuff. It's a mental fortitude. And I like the last verse you've quoted there. You said something about a fool, right? Now, if I was to sit here and read all those passages, right? And you know this as well, that I've been, you know, for the past few months, I've been reading a lot, like listening to a lot of like business books and whatnot. Mm-hmm. What am I doing? I'm prepping myself. I'm maturing myself in the knowledge of these things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would want to say that if I was to come into that money today, personally, I would be in a different position than, let's say, the examples that you've seen of the people that have squandered their money.
If you were to come into the money via the lottery,
And that's another thing as well. Yeah. Let me throw this spanner in the works, as Fatsan would say. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You've been saying for the longest time that, you know what, I would want to go on a quiz show one day, you know, on a TV quiz show. Mm-hmm. Yeah? God grants, you go on...
I'm definitely that. At some point...
You go on, you know, that question one, who wants to be a millionaire?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? You know, you're quite a smart person. You know, the stars align properly and so on and mm-hmm. so forth. You know, the questions that are being asked, bam, 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 you get to the millionaire, you know, you win it, you've won a million. That has come in an instant as well, isn't it?
Yes, but...
Or are you going to turn around and say that the fact that you answered the questions meant that you worked for it,
yeah.
therefore the chances of you squandering it are less?
No one's saying the chances of squandering it are less.
I think maybe game shows are interesting discussion, maybe. I don't know. We'll have to see. This is what I'm trying to justify game shows, which is interesting, actually, because I've never thought of them in the same line as lottery, but maybe they could be. I don't know. We'll pack that. But yeah, someone could argue that, yeah, no, that's not by chance. That's based on
knowledge,
what you know, that you've gained through your life. So in essence, it's work. Because I know the question, because let's say, for example, I'm reading a book on the history of World War, for example, yeah? That's work I've put into my time, my effort, whatever. She doesn't know that because she hasn't taken the time to do that. So it's someone could argue it is literally based on effort versus output. It's not just based on gut and chance and it's my lucky day.
Wouldn't you say that if it's based on gut... Oh, okay. Anyway, you think you've already addressed that point. But I was going to say that, wouldn't you say if it is based on luck, gut and chance, wouldn't you say that that's more the ordained way, in the sense that if it is meant to be, it will be?
No. But where does God teach us to base our lives on gut and chance?
When
it comes to Bible and money, it teaches us there is no...
to believe that there's a plan for everything. God has got a plan for our lives, you know? And what God has planned, that would be. And that's my point. My point is that if we're going to... I think if we can continue this discussion and then I somehow come to understand that lottery is a form of, let's say, gambling, and gambling is straight up no biblically, then this discussion is non-void. And that's the same thing with, let's say, the quiz shows, whatever. If anything can be concluded as, you know, this is something where the Bible is actually saying no, then I will happily concede. But at the moment, I'm not seeing the case. At the moment, I'm seeing that in this modern world especially, there are so many ways that have come up where people are making money, you know? And yeah, you could say overnight, you know? And I think to go back to the verses that you're reading, you know, for me, it's a mental state that the Bible is preaching, you know? It's a mental fortitude.
What's
the mental state?
Don't be a fool, be mature. You know, and because I could win that money. What am I gonna do with that money? You know,
I could. I see what you're saying.
I could then invest that money. You know, I could use that as a capital for something. Okay.
Seeing as you've already made it this far, you might as well press the like button. You might as well press the subscribe button so you can see all the other material that we're putting out. Put your comments in the comments because we want to hear what you think. We want to hear if you agree with us or if you disagree with us. No opinion is a bad opinion. Go for it.
And here's the interesting thing, because we are seeing, we are making lottery as if it's money gained in waste. We are concluding that.
In haste.
We are concluding that.
So
but
what is it
the same can be applied, and the how I would understand that Bible, I mean that verse, for example, if I was to apply it to my personal life, you know, it's about making the right decisions at the right time, even in my business. I could start a business today and make hasty decisions because I want to get to the top and then lose it all, right? I think it's a verse that can be applied and personally, according to the life that you're living, and then see in that, in your particular circumstances, what is it that you need to do that should slow yourself down? You know, don't be too quick, don't be too hasty, don't make unwise decisions.
The point you've just made, how do you then apply that back to the lottery?
That's what I'm saying.
How are you making wise decisions on something that's purely based on luck?
I'm saying that I would not apply that verse to the lotto. I would not conclude that winning the lotto is money gained in haste. I would not conclude that.
But so what's it money gained in?
It's winning money. It's winning money. You played the lotto you won the money. It's that simple. Because the current society that we're living in has got that system where you can win money by doing that. It's like one last example, radio stations. You know, when we're going to play this song 3 times, you know, first person to call, first person to call, and if you say the song that we played, the artist or whatever, you win 250,000, for example, pounds. You know, for me, it's the same thing. I wouldn't necessarily say that that's money gained in haste. You know, there's a system in the current modern world that we didn't have radio stations back in the days. They were not doing these things back in the days.
Okay, so just clarify, because I understood to move on slightly. So you're saying the lottery is not money gained in haste.
I would conclude that no.
Winning money on the radio is not money gained in haste. Mm-hmm. And based on your train of thought, I would say, let's say doing things like quiz shows or anything else is not money gained in haste. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So do you have an example of what would money gained in haste be? Like what the Bible is talking, what that verse is talking about.
Mm.
So can you give me an example of what would classify as money gained in haste?
That grin, Ibo. You didn't even finish the question and this guy is like...
No, because in the time that he took to ask the question, my brain went to the left side, to the right side. He went down. I was like, snap. I don't have a question. I don't have an answer. I don't know if I can provide an actual situation. I would conclude that you've gained it in haste. However, I would say that anything that you can do on this planet, right, does stand to be viewed as money that is you've gained in haste, depending like on what you're saying, on the process that you took to get that money.
No, say that in a different way.
Okay, fine. I was hoping you're going to nod your head and say that I disagree, but I get it.
No.
I was gonna take that. Well, at least it's fine to disagree, but when you're asked to say it a different way, like what?
Okay, while you're thinking of an example, I think I don't know if there's any more I can add to the conversation. I think my conclusion would still be no, I don't think Christians should be playing the lottery. And my reason would simply be that the ethics of the lottery and the belief system of the lottery does not align with my understanding of what God wants us to base our faith and beliefs in. That would be the simplest way I could put it for me.
I'm going to come to my conclusion later. Let me try on this example. Yeah.
Okay.
No,
I have
an example, but I'm trying to make it as short as possible so that, you know, the point is gotten across, you know. But I want to believe that
I think the word haste doesn't just mean speed. I think we're equating the word haste to speed because, for example, if you're, let's say, a laborer, So a laborer. So you go to Johnny's farm today to help him harvest, and he pays you on the spot because that's the agreement. I wouldn't say that's money gained in haste. That's just the way that payment system works. So I'm cautious
of course not.
Word haste not being equated to things being done quickly. Obviously, that's what it alludes to as well, but it's not just about the rate that money comes back to you.
I mean, and I'm going to give Pronik a little bit more time to formulate his example. Good. But the way I understand the passage about money gained in haste, in essence, it's money that is, for lack of a better word, money that is not earned or worked for. That's how, if I was to boil it down to how I understand that verse, that's what it means. Money that is not earned or worked for. So yes, you can I don't know, maybe spend, let's say you're really smart and you spend one day putting together a system, and then the next day that system makes you £5 million. That's still money that you've earned because you've still put in work and it's gained you something. I'll take it to the very extreme. Let's say you're really, really smart and you just think of an idea right now, and the next minute the point is, it's money that you've earned because of what you've put in. Put in, output, right? Any money that does not come from that is money that I'll classify as haste. So, for example, let's say inheritance, for example, So let's say you're there minding your own business. All of a sudden, your grandmother dies and you've got £1 million. I'll classify that as money gained in haste. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that it doesn't mean the inheritance in itself is bad or is immoral, but is that money gained in haste? Yes, absolutely, that's money gained in haste.
So from what you're saying, then you can't really say that money gained in haste is a bad thing.
No one said it's a bad thing, but there's a warning about it.
Yes, exactly what she said. So my point isn't anything gained in haste is a bad thing.
So if we are leaving aside the fact that if we are leaving aside lottery being gambling, then what you'd say is that winning the lottery is money gained in haste, but it's not necessarily a bad thing.
The winning itself, I would say, is not, which is why the question wasn't, should Christians win the lotto? The question is before that, which is about the play and the act in the first place. So for me, winning the lotto is neither good or bad because that's a lump sum of money that's gone into your account. Depending on the, I guess, going back to what you're saying a little bit, depending on the type of person you are will determine what you do with those funds. But then we're going a step back and finding out, as a Christian, as a believer of God, Christ, the Bible, and everything, should you even be partaking in that in the first place? That's where the question is.
Okay. So for me, my understanding of money gained in haste, I would say it would be money that is gained in unlawful ways. Money that is gained...
Well, I would have to say it can't be that because there's a verse clear about unlawful gain.
Yeah, so
unlawful
I would put
gain.
The two verses in the same family. I would say they are cousins verses or they are sibling verses in the sense that if there's, like what you're saying, I'll literally take what you've just said, that if there's a warning about it, there's a reason why there's a warning about it. So for me, that's why I was saying that it can apply to anything. Okay, so I have a small business, I sell mangoes, for example, Now, someone could have come to me, with, let's say, a big opportunity for me, a contract maybe that could be, could see me go from my first day of selling mangoes, to my second day of selling mangoes, I'm in millions, I would classify as there's money that has been gained in haste. I haven't.
But why? That's not unlawful. According to your explanation, that wouldn't be unlawful. So why would
that
be in
haste? That is very true. Yeah. No. Let me reverse that. Yeah. A drug lord could come and offer me to be buying my mangoes, and the next day I'm making millions.
Why are you selling your mangoes to a drug lord?
I think if we're going to go on ethics and morals, like what she said...
Drug lords eat mangoes.
But you would have to watch who you do business with, direct business with.
But you do
would you not? Isn't it the same reason why Christians argue that you can't open a bar because you're encouraging people to drink?
So what you're saying is, let's say
I
own a business. I bake cakes. And
all right, let's ask
somebody comes in. Does it matter that I know if they are a drug lord or not? So I know that that's the job that they do. They come into my shop to buy a cake, and now all of a sudden, no, I can't sell you a cake because you're a drug lord. Is that what we're saying? And plus, sometimes
what I'm saying that ethics. You made a point about ethics. Yeah, partaking in lottery does not align with your Christian ethics. So it's the same thing. Does engaging with
people like that, I'm not engaging
by selling them your cakes. does that align with your Christian ethics? If it does, then no, you're not wrong in that, you know? I wasn't really grading so on you, that. I was just trying to make a step point. So my conclusion, like what she offered her conclusion. So I want to offer my conclusion as well. Which I thought was a very good conclusion, to be fair. It's a very sound argument. You're saying that playing the lotto, everything about the lotto, the ethics do not align with your Christian value. I'm saying that I think as a nation, as a people, as a Christians, we have demonized something that isn't demonic, something that isn't bad. You know, I think we can talk about, addiction tendencies and things that we can have that conversation. But in the modern world, there are a million ways that you can make money because of the systems that are coming up. And in my opinion, the National Lotto is one of them. You know, and especially if you are playing it with the mentality of, you know what, like what you're saying, that you're not addicted and you're not like, oh, please, my lucky stars, oh, please, the universe, you know, as long as you are playing it, you know, if it's meant to be, if God has ordained for me that one day I'll win this lotto, you know, to transform my life, you know, it doesn't have to be a million. It can be maybe even as small as 15,000. It can be maybe as little as maybe 250,000. Then one day I'll win. You know, as long as you are not, because there's a, from what I understand, these people go, their numbers, maybe you can start, this is the date of Busha or Kushni, like all the gods and so on. As long as you're not partaking in all that, you're just writing your numbers, however you're deciding to write your numbers, birthdays and whatnot.
But then
I believe.
You just argued against yourself in the very last season.
I believe it is perfectly fine for a Christian to partake in that system that brings money, you know? Is it money gained overnight? Yes, of course. You know, do I agree with you guys about that? You know, you haven't put a lot of work into it? Yeah, technically, you know?
Who never said a lot of work? We just said work. But listen, I think the reason why I find this question interesting, I think the reason why it's been an ongoing question since, like I said, as far as I can see in the Christian platforms, as far back as 2006, people were asking this question.
Mm.
And you've got different people asking it and they continue to ask it. And I think because, I guess, it is one of those rare areas where there isn't a black and white address when you look at biblical teachings and principles and stuff like that.
Mm.
I think it is easy to take first hand position to say, you know what, looking at A, B, C, D, as a Christian, don't do it.
Mm.
There is, I guess, room for Professor Nick's argument, which a lot of other Christians have taken that position to say that, you know what, it can be harmless fun. If you're doing it for fun, a good time, entertainment, you know, there's no issue with it. As long as, of course, you know, you don't become addicted and all the other wars and stuff which come before a lot of Christians in a lot of areas, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why this remains a live and active question today. But I want to know what you think. Do you think we've demonized something that is innocent and fun and doesn't need to be demonized, according to ProNick, just another way of making money in this modern society, which I must say I disagree with, but it's a point.
You do.
And it's a fair point if you take that mentality. Or do you think, looking at the rhythm and the sound of scriptures, we can actually conclude that no, we should not be partaking in the lottery? And is the lottery even gambling? I guess that's even a question are debating.
Mm-hmm.
Is the lottery, can we classify as gambling? I don't know. It's an interesting question. Let us know what you think.
There's so many like spectacles to it.
Yes,
other conversations come into it. Greed, like,
why
are you just not asking the Lord for what's enough for you? Why do you need
what if a million is enough for you? Again, if you concluded that if I'm playing the lotto because I want a million, it's greed. It's not greed.
I didn't say it's greed. I said conversations of greed come into it.
There's very little situation where a million would be just enough for someone.
It depends. You don't know people.
Yeah, I mean, the Lord's Prayer said, give us this day our daily bread.
Example
you just needed what you need for that day.
Just enough for someone.
Just enough
for someone. Yeah, yeah. As in, they're praying for a million because that's just enough for them.
Let's say if Malawi's currency devalued so much and a million could only afford you two loaves of bread.
Jeez. Okay.
Isn't that your example?
But yeah, ladies and gents, there you have it. That's the FP POV question of the week. That's what FP POV thinks. What do you think? We love to hear your thoughts and we read everything. thus far. So let us know.